Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Katie, you just took us on an extensive tour of everything that's going on here at the Ralph Wilson Centennial Park, 2 years into the process of construction and everything. Tell us about where things stand right now with phase one of this project.
Yeah, we're wrapping up phase one, and we're really excited to welcome the community back in about a year, summer of 2026. This project started 7 to 8 years ago with the community design process that took about 5 years. We're 2 years into construction and have made just tremendous progress, as you can see from the south end.
Now, I know that one of the big talking points of this project is the pedestrian footbridge that was put in the early last October, and progress still continues. When can people get that realistic expectation of when that bridge is going to be available and people can start flowing into the park?
We're anticipating that we're going to reopen phase one, which includes the bridge and all the pathways down to the south end about a year from now, in summer of 2026. So as soon as we open that bridge, as soon as we open the first phase of construction, we're really excited to welcome the community back over the bridge with us and into the park.
All right, so what's in the pipelines here in the coming weeks, months, as we continue the progress along here, and just what are some of the big talking points with the project?
You know, we've got some great crews out here led by Gilbane Construction, Union Concrete. We've got Scott Lawn and Yard, and they are wrapping up construction of the south end. So as they wrap up the shoreline, the inlet, there you're going to see a lot of seating. About 1,000 trees have gone in this past year. The next work that we're going to see is phase two underway. So phase two will be in construction, and there we have the kayak launch, the dog park, the playground, and the full park we anticipate reopening to the public in late 27 or early 28.
Where's the things in the process with phase two? I think I heard you say that you're in the RFP process, and when can you expect those elements of this project?
We anticipate phase two construction to begin this fall.
Okay.
And so we're about a year out from phase one opening, which you can check out on our website what that looks like. But the Ralph Wilson Park Conservancy also has a bunch of programming going on to continue to engage people. We have a beer launch and a short film about the shoreline transformation being launched on June 30th at Buffalo Brewing. We have our Splash into Summer event on July 6th. So there's still a bunch of ways that people can come down to the park and get involved and have fun with us.
So would you say that you guys are more than halfway at this point with this project?
We'll be nearing halfway, I think, around this fall, maybe towards the end of the year, and then hoping to reopen that first phase of the park, starting with the bridge, about a year from now, in summer of 2026.
You were talking a little bit as we were walking through the park here, just about the significance of this project, not just for the city of Buffalo, but for really the entire state and the country. I mean, take us through some of the significant points of this project and what it's going to bring for the residents here in Buffalo and Western New York.
This is a once-in-a-generation investment in Buffalo and in our public parks, from the community design process and then Imagine LaSalle through the landscape architect, Michael Van Valkenburg and Associates, globally known. So just that kind of work that went into the design will attract visitors from all over the country. And then I think the work being done, the massive infrastructure investment, a park that used to be completely flat with not too many trees, now is a park with rolling hills up to 30 feet, a transformed 1 mile of shoreline, four times as many pathways, some of the nicest fields, all of that are these beautiful amenities, this beautiful Ralph Wilson Park Bridge. But I think the thing that's really important is the infrastructure work. So the elevation of the park, the shoreline transformation, the storm network underneath, these are the things that will keep this park resilient and maintained for generations, for our grandkids' grandkids. It's that kind of investment that was made in this park that makes this a once-in-a-generation investment.
And what did you say the price tag was once this is all said and done that it's anticipated to be at?
We don't have the final number yet just because phase two contracts are still out for bid, but we anticipate this being an over $200 million investment in one of our public parks. And that's $200 million that the city of Buffalo has attracted to this project from federal grants and state grants to private philanthropies like the Ralph C. Wilson Jr. Foundation.
All right. Anything else that I might have missed that you want to add, Katie?
Stay involved. Join us at our upcoming event on June 30th, where we release a video about our shoreline. Come out on July 6th. Follow us along on social media. There's a lot of ways to get involved.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.